Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few of the more than 182,000 volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Once a year, a few Peace Corps volunteers get to talk by telephone with U.S. classrooms they've been communicating with. We've recorded some of those conversations. Today, the Henry Street School for International Studies in New York City speaks with Andrew, a Peace Corps volunteer currently serving in Morocco.
Hi, my name is Jasmine. My first question is, what project are you working on now as a Peace Corps volunteer?
Okay, I'm working on a few projects. I have building a bathroom project in a local school further out from the village which I live. The school was built without bathrooms because of water and electricity deficiency in that village, which to this day still persists. There's still no water, or running water, and still no electricity. I'm a volunteer in the environment sector, and so addressing that sanitation and human waste issue would meet some of our goals. I'm working in the local school where I live with third through sixth graders doing science, and sort of in science and environmental education, before school, after school sort of thing, trying to do some science experiments. For me, the big difficulty is conveying the lesson in the foreign language. But so far, it's so good, and I've been enjoying it. I'm working with a local women's handicraft center that the volunteers before me helped build or helped develop and eventually get built. We're trying to come up with ideas for things that they can sell to tourists and to sell to locals so that the women of the village have a place to meet, a place to learn, and most importantly, a place to make a little bit of money. And working with the potters on an improved cook stove. It was developed by another NGO, and we're trying to introduce it to this area, providing potters with another product and sort of addressing deforestation and natural resource consumption.
What kind of religion is in Morocco?
Morocco is a country of Muslims. I can tell you that there probably are Christians and Jews and Hindus and Buddhists and the range of the world's religions in Morocco, but percentages would tell you that it's almost effectively 100% Muslims. But that being said, I don't want to say that, I don't want to make any comments on how religious people in Morocco are. It's more to express what kind of religion is here. It's more of a question of things of the culture that would define that. So the king claims the Prophet Muhammad as a direct descendant. Holidays or national holidays that are celebrated are events in the Islamic tradition that are recognized. You hear the call to prayer five times a day, and women commonly wear the veil. Friday afternoons are typically quiet because everyone has gone, or the men and the women have gone to the mosque for the weekly sermon. So those are all things that happen, and I would say are a direct result of Islam being the national religion. But they say very little about how religious the people are, because like in America, there's a whole range of people that are very follow the Quran strictly, and there are people that perhaps do not follow the Quran very strictly.
Did you fast during Ramadan?
Yes, I fasted during Ramadan. Obviously, from the last answer, everyone in my little town, or in the town that I've now come to call home, is a Muslim, and they all fast a little bit from just trying to be respectful of their culture. I wanted to fast because it's not an obviously easy thing to do, to not eat all day. It's kind of it's an experience. It's fun to try those things. Yes, I fasted during Ramadan.
One of my classmates would like to know, do y'all wear sneakers?
No, I do not wear sneakers. I wear sandals. It's warm all year round, so the need for sneakers is not necessary. Sandals are much cooler. but there's also a cultural reason. When you go into homes, it's appropriate to take off your shoes. Sandals are obviously a whole lot easier to remove and put back on. Shoes, obviously, have to lace up, and it takes a little bit more time. So sandals are much more convenient.
Hi, my name is Hassan, and do Moroccans criticize each other when they speak different languages?
No, Moroccans do not criticize each other for speaking different languages. It's very common for people to switch between Arabic and French and a local language, all in even in one sentence. Here in my village, people speak a language called Tashlahit. It's a local language. It has an alphabet, but very few people know it. They're not a written language. It's learned strictly through speaking. It's the language of the home. But as soon as the kids go to school, they learn a second language, Arabic, starting in first grade. And then when they reach third grade, they'll start learning French. So by the time people reach their teenage years, being fluent in three languages is very common. And oftentimes in high school and college, people will learn English or German or Spanish. So the range of languages here is huge. There's no criticism for speaking different languages.
Hermes asks, if you say the greeting for a man to a woman, what happens? How do they react?
You get laughed at. It's pretty much basically what happens. So for a non-native speaker like me, if I'm talking to a group of women, I use a certain conjugation of any number of all verbs. So my brain is at that time accustomed to speaking with women. But then if I move to another setting where it's men that I'm talking to, if I don't tell myself or tell my brain to switch conjugations between the feminine and the masculine, then I end up initially using the feminine endings, and I get laughed at.
Thanks for listening. Are you in a classroom? Do you want stories written just for your class? Enroll in the Correspondence Match program through Coverdale Worldwide Schools. We can connect your class with a Peace Corps volunteer serving in any region of the world. For enrollment and program information, visit us online at www.peacecorps.gov/WWS/correspond.